أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. So we will consider in this section, the fiqh section, we were talking about the sifat or shahid, that the characteristics of the witness, the characteristics of the testimony in the court of an Islamic law. And we have discussed that bulugh is one of them, and then we have discussed that Adalat is one of them, which we will explain today. And then we discuss that Iman is one of them, Islam is one of them, so Akal is one of them. That we discuss the Akal and Islam before, and now we will consider the Adalat in them, that what is the Adalat. Adalat is the capability of inside capability of someone which stops him from doing bad things and inspires him from doing all wajibat and good things. So Adalat stops him from doing forbidden things, that's haram, and Adalat inspires him for doing good things, that's halal. That is the basic definition of Adalat, which is given from different authors. There is a little detail about that, how different authors define Adalat, but the basic meanings remain the same with most of the authors. So Arabi means that the fourth point, the fourth characteristic of the testimony of a witness in case of the characteristic of a witness in the case of in the court of an Islamic law is Adalat of the witness, that the person who is giving the witness the testimony, he should be Adil, that he should not be doing haram thing and he should be doing all his wajibat. And فَلَا تُقْبَلُ الشَّهَادَ عَنْ غَيْرِ الْعَدِلِ ke from the غَيْرِ الْعَدِلِ, the shahadat, the testimony, the witness is not taken. So he has to be adil regarding that. So then in the hashiya it's mentioned that the bila khilaf wala ishkal, that no scholar commented against it, and everyone believes that adalat is necessary for the testimony, for a witness to be present in the court of Islamic law. So that characteristic must have to be present. Balidama idda alayhil ajma, that ajma is fi kalamat ghayri wahid minhum. Many scholars said that there is ijma, consensus of opinion of the scholars in that regard, that Adalat is needed as a characteristic in the witness. So that we will discuss today, that what narrations they say that Adalat is needed. First of all, there is a ayat in the Holy Quran, Surah Maidah, ayat number 105, and it says, إِذَا حَذَرَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, when death comes to one of you, heena al-wasiyat, and he wants to do wasiyat, isnan zawe adlim minkum, so two adil person from you should be made as the witness. So zawe adil word is used, that's the Adalat is necessary, so that's why The word adalat, the word adal is used in this Ayat-e-Kareema, Surah Maidah, verse number 105, that when someone wants to make a wasiyat, he should take two adil persons, that they should regard his wasiyat. So the etibarul adalat fi shahid ala al-wasiyat mabni amruha ala tawassu wa tuqbulu fiha shahadatul mara wa shahadatu ghair al-muslim iza lam yujid al-muslim. And when they say that if two adils are not found, then this case is broadened. And this is the broadening of the case that is included, that the witness of one woman and witness of one woman and one man can be taken, and the witness of the ghair Muslim can also be taken if a Muslim is not available in case of wasiyat. And that is yaqtadi etibaruha fi ghair al-wasiyat jazman. So in the ghair al-wasiyat, it may be extended. And kaifa yultazamu iltizam bi adami sabut al-wasiyat bi shahadati rajulain ghair adlain wa sabut al-zawaj wal qatl wa daw al-mal wa ma shakala bi zalika بِشَهَادَتِهُمَا وَيُوَيِّدُ هَذَا اِتِبَارُ الْعَدَالَةِ فِي الْآيَةِ الْمُبَارِكَةِ فِي شَاهِدِ الْتَلَاقِ. So this, the presence of adalat is also needed in other matters of shahadat, like talaq and like qatl and like other things where witness is needed. So again, the adalat is needed in those cases. And there are certain narrations which says, which have dalalat upon this, that the person should be adil. One of them is the Sahih Hadith from the Abdullah bin Abi Yafur. Abdullah bin Abi Yafur wa minha Sahiha. Abdullah bin Abi Yafur is a narrator. And he says, Kala kulto li Abi Abdullah alayhi salam. Abi Abdullah alayhi salam is the kunniyat of Imam Jafir Sadiq alayhi salam. So he asked from Imam Jafir Sadiq alayhi salam, Bima tarifu adalatu rajul bain al muslimain hatta tukbalu shahadatu lahum wa alayhim. He asked that how we will identify adalat in a person between the Muslims so that his shahadat, his witness can be accepted for them or upon them. Imam said, Antarifuhu bisatr wal lifaf wa kafal batan wal farb wal yad wal lisan. Imam said, it has to be identified that there is nothing bad is known, and he is careful about all the acts of his stomach and other parts of the body, and his head, hand, and his tongue, that he cares that no haram act should be done and no wajib act should be left. وَيَعْرِفُ بِإِجْتِنَابِ الْكَبَائِرِ, and it's identified that he avoids the major sins, allati awadallahu alayhi nar, that Allah has made promise of hellfire from them. For example, drinking wine that will mar his adalat, that will not make him as adil. And similarly, doing other sins like taking riba, usury, and akukul walidain, and farar min az-zahf, that fleeing, that is running away from the battlefield, and others وَالدَّلَالَةَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ كُلُّهُ أَنْ يَكُونَ سَاتِرًا لِلْجَمِيعِ and he should be taking care of all of the abs, all of the defects, all of the faults, حَتَّى يُرَمُ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِينَ مَا وَرَى ذَلِكَ مِنَ سَرَاتِ وَجُوبُ وَتَفْتِيشُ مَا وَرَى ذَلِكَ وَيَاجِبُ عَلَيْهِمْ تَزْكِيَاتُ that for the acts for which tazkiyah is needed, for which purification of the self is needed, and قال فَإِذَا سُوِلَ عَنْهُ فِي كَبِيلَتِهِ وَمَحَلَّتِهِ and if he is asked from his tribe or his place of residence, قَالُوا مَا رَأَيْنَا مِنْهُ وَلَّا خَيْرًا so they should say that we didn't see anything except good from him. مُوَازِبًا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ he regularly says his prayers مُتَاهِدًا لِأَوْقَاتِهَا and he takes care of their time فِي مُسَلَّاتِ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ يَجِيزُ شَهَادَتُ then his shahadat is allowed وَعَدَالَتُهُ بَيْنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ among the Muslims. So this narration وَيُزَرُ فِي ذَهْلِ رِوَایَ كِفَایَتُ حُسْنِ ظَاهِرِ فِي سَبُوتِ الْعَدَالَةِ So this riwayat says that his apparent beauty of behavior should be proven and that's sufficient for his proof of adalat. وَمِنْهَا صَحِيَّةِ مُحَمَّدْ بِنْ مُسْلِمْ Similarly, another narration from Muhammad bin Muslim on Abi Jafar. Abi Jafar is the kunyat of Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. قَالَ لَوْ قَانَ الْأَمْرُ عَلَيْنَا لَا جَزْنَا شَهَادَةَ الْرَجُلِ إِذَا عَلِمَ مِنُّ خَيْرًا مَا يَمِينُ الْخَصَمْ فِي حَقُوقِ النَّاسِ He said that this narration also indicates that he has to be adil regarding the haqooq al-nas and that is why after that his shahadat will be eligible for to be recorded. So then another narration وَمِنَّا مُوتَبَرَ أَبِي بَصِيرِ عَنَ أَبِي عَبِدِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ قَالَ لَا بَاسَ بِشَهَادَةِ الزَّيْفِ إِذَا كَانَ عَفِيفًا صَائِنًا He said that there is no problem about a witness testimony of the host if he is afif, if he is careful, صَائِنًا and if he is pious. So if he is pious and if he is careful regarding the wajibat and muharramat, so his shahadat should be taken. So this narration also mentions about the adalat of the witness. وَمِنْهَا صَحِيَّ عَبْدُلَّهِ بِنْ سَنَانِ And similarly, the sahih narration, sahih means whose sanad is complete and whose sanad is, there is no objection in the sanad of the hadith, then the hadith is known as sahih. So sahih Abdullah bin Sanan. Abdullah bin Sanan is the last Ravi. Qultu li Abi Abdullah alayhi salam. He said, I asked from Imam Jafir Sadiq alayhi salam, ma yuraddu min ash-shahud, ke whose witness, whose testimony should be rejected. قَالَ فَقَالَ الزَّنِينَ وَالْمُتَهَمَ Imam said, زَنِين and مُتَهَمَ قَالَ قُلْتُ فَالْفَاسِقْ وَالْخَائِنَ He said, فَاسِقْ and خَائِنَ قَالَ ذَلِكَ يُدْخُلُ فِي الزَّنِينَ He said, that فَاسِقْ and خَائِنَ فَاسِقْ means who commits sins openly and خَائِنَ means who cheats, who betrays and who is unfaithful, so their shahadat is not accepted. وَمِنَا صَحِيَّ عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَانِ بِنَّ الْحَجَّاجِ عن نبی عبداللہ علیہ السلام قال قال امیر المومنین لا باس بشہادت المملوک اذا کان عادلا. امیر المومنین علیہ السلام said that there is no problem with the shahadat of a slave if he is adil. And these are the references of the books which are given from the above narration. And then Wamina Sahih Abdul Rahman bin Nabi Abdullah an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam Kana Ali alayhi salam iza ata aur ajlan yakhta siman bishahud adlihim sawaun wadadihim akra bainahum ala ayyuha tasirul jameen. So this hadith again mentions about the adl of the shahadat, adal of the shahid, that's minha mutabara ala bin sababa an abi abdillah alayhi salam inna abu jafir alayhi salam kala la takbala shahadat sabiq al haj lennahu qatala rahilatahu wa afna azadahu wa taba nafsahu wa sakhafa bi salatu قلت فالمکاری والجمال والملا قال وما باس بهم تقبل شهادتهم اذا كانوا صلحا. So here the صلحا is mentioned, that means they should be عادل also for that. ومن صحیح محمد بن مسلم قال سالت ابی ابا جعفر علیہ السلام عن الذمی ولب جو شہدان والا شہادت ثم یسلم الذمی و یوتق لب اتجوز شہادات ما اللہ ما کانا اشہد علیہ قال نام اذا عالم منما بعد ذلك خیرا جازت شہادت ما. So for the slave and for the kafir ذمی the shahadat can be accepted if something good is known about them. Wamina Mutabira Muhammad bin Qais and Nabi Jafir alayhi salam inna aliyan alayhi salam qala la akbala shahadat al fasik illa ala nafsihi, that the shahadat of fasik is not acceptable except for himself. So similarly Wamina Sahiya Ammar bin Marwan عن ابی عبداللہ علیہ السلام فِي رَجُلٍ يَشْهَدُ لِابْنِهِ وَلِابْنُ لِأَبِيهِ وَرَجُلُ لِامْرَأَتِهِ وَقَالَ لَا بَأْسَ بِذَلِكَ إِذَا كَانَ خَيْرًا. It was asked that should the shahadat of the son and for the grandson and for the husband can be taken for the woman. So Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam said that there is no problem for that if he is a good person, that means if he is a adil person. Wamina Sahiya Muhammad bin Muslim an Abi Jafar alayhi salam qala radda Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shahadatu sa'il alladhi yasalu fi kaffihi qala Abu Jafar alayhi salam lianahu la yuminu ala shahada وَذَلِكَ لَنَّهِ نَوْتِ رَضِيَا وَإِنْ مُونِيَا سَخِتَا. So these narrations and their references are given here in these cases. And then something is narrated, that some one of the narration that mentions about the fisk, but another narration that is Shah's narration, and that is not able to contradict the narrations which are mashur and maruf. And similarly another narration comes from Mutabira Ala bin Sayaba Kala Salto Aba Abdullah alayhi salam an shahadat imman yallabu bil amam Kala Bas iza kana la yarifu bi fisk. So here Imam say that if no fisk is in favor of him, then his shahada should be taken. That means adil again. So adalat is a condition for the shahid. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.